I am Dr. Amartya Kumar Bhattacharya, the chief of the Bhattacharya International Buddhist Foundation, and I am going to deliver the Buddha Jayanti 2020, that is Lord Buddha's holy birthday 2020 sermon right now. The aim of this sermon is to explain the meaning of a holy statement of Lord Buddha. What is that holy statement? Well, once Kacchana, a close disciple of Lord Buddha, asked Lord Buddha, "What is meant by right view?" In reply, Lord Buddha gave Kacchana a long sermon. Now, in the middle of that sermon, Lord Buddha said, "Everything exists is one extreme. Everything does not exist is another extreme." After this, Lord Buddha went on to explain dependent origination in the arising sequence and then in the ceasing sequence. This particular sermon of Lord Buddha is called the Kacchana Buddha Sutta in the Sutta Pitaka of the Pali Tipitaka. Now, one must remember that in the very first sermon that Lord Buddha delivered at Sarnath, he talked about the Noble Eightfold Path. And the first item of the eight is right view. And this is exactly what Kacchana asked Lord Buddha as to what he meant by right view. Now, we must understand Lord Buddha's entire thinking in order to understand this statement of his. According to Lord Buddha, only Nirvana is absolute, is unchanging. Now, the phenomenal world is impermanent, always changing, never constant. So, when Lord Buddha said that everything exists is one extreme, first of all, we have to understand whom he was talking to. He was talking to Kacchana, who was one of his closest disciples and was familiar with his philosophy. So Lord Buddha assumed that Kacchana would not need much of an explanation and would be able to grasp what is said immediately. So Lord Buddha meant that everything in the phenomenal world, of course, exists eternally. That is one extreme and is a wrong way of thinking. What do we find around us? Everything is changing. Now, even if we find that apparently something is not changing, say for example the sun, from our birth to our death we are seeing the sun, it apparently does not change, but that is still not enough reason to believe that the sun is eternal, which science tells us it is not. So, nothing in the phenomenal world exists eternally. So that's the very fundamental point which we must understand. Even if we see that something seems to be constant throughout our entire life, that is still not enough sufficient reason to consider it to be eternal. We see the earth as apparently constant throughout our life. The earth existed when we were born, and the earth shall exist when we shall die. But that is not a sufficient reason to consider the earth to be eternal. We know that the earth was formed, and we know that the earth shall also have an end. On the other hand, it is also a fact that life is to some extent unpredictable, and we cannot say with certainty that something that has not existed so far will not exist in the future. So that point must also be kept in mind. For example, we engineers, I am a civil engineer by my profession and a Buddhist by birth. That's my religion. Some people, especially Hindus, call me a fundamentalist Buddhist. Well, what I'm really trying to explain is certainly one of the fundamentals of Buddhism, because I'm trying to explain the meaning of a statement, a very significant statement in fact, of Lord Buddha, who was in fact the founder of Buddhism. So I'm really going to the fundamentals of Buddhism. So coming back to what I was saying, everything does not exist. That is another extreme, a wrong extreme, that borders on nihilism. For example, I'm 53 years old now. This COVID-19 virus has engulfed the world now. Now, I do not approve of Narendra Modi's reaction to it in India. I do believe that he has got the entire thing wrong. I am finding myself practically under house arrest with myself being unable to go out of my house. And what surprises me is that India, with its millions of illiterate people, some of them don't even know, rather many don't even know, that this simple thing called cold is caused by a virus, far less that this cold virus mutates its gene constantly. And that is why no vaccination has ever been developed against cold. I do believe that an education campaign should have been carried out for the last 1 month in which we are under a lockdown. I see no education campaign around me. Now, I think what Narendra Modi is doing in India is not correct. India has a lot of problems. Many government servants have first information reports against them with the police. Many more are bribe takers. I've written to Narendra Modi regarding this, and Narendra Modi has taken no action against government servants having criminal records and against government servants for bribe takers. He has no intention or wish to take any action whatsoever in this regard. It's a pity for India and India's misfortune that in 2014, Narendra Modi in the elections jostled himself into a position of power and then started a dictatorship in what is supposed to be a republican democracy. He has effectively made the entire government subservient to him, and he again maneuvered himself into power in 2019. This is a grave misfortune for India. Now, coming back to Lord Buddha, just because none of us saw this COVID-19 virus throughout our lives didn't make it impossible for the COVID-19 virus to happen now. So just because something doesn't exist at present doesn't guarantee that it will not exist in the future. So the one constancy in life, in samsara, that's a phenomenal word according to Lord Buddha, is change. So that is the very important point. So if we make a blanket statement that everything does not exist, we are doing it wrong. Also, because, say for example, in my entire life there never was an earthquake with its epicenter at Kolkata. Doesn't guarantee that there will never be an earthquake with its epicenter at Kolkata for the remainder of my life. In fact, there might be an earthquake tomorrow while we are already in the middle of this COVID-19 pandemic. So the fundamental point is we are not justified, according to Lord Buddha, in saying that everything does not exist, that something which has not existed in the past will not come to existence in the future. That just because something has not existed in the past, it will never occur. It will never come to existence in the future. So, furthermore, if we say that everything does not exist, and we extend the argument by saying that everything does not exist eternally, we really fall into the pitfall of nihilism. Nagarjuna refers to this sermon of Lord Buddha to Katyayana, which is the name of Kachana in Sanskrit, in chapter 15 of his magnum opus, Mula Madhyamika Karika. Of course, Nagarjuna refers to Lord Buddha's sermon to Katyayana to illustrate a Mahayana point. Now, in the same chapter, chapter 15 of the Mula Madhyamika Karika, Nagarjuna critics or refutes the Hindu concept of primal matter, that is what the Hindus call Prakriti. So, I would like to say a few more things. First of all, you cannot be an extraordinary man by thinking in an ordinary manner. In order to be an extraordinary man, you have to think extraordinarily. Second, somewhere I read a statement that great men talk about ideas, average men talk about events, small men or little men talk about people. So, we are here discussing ideas about what Buddhism, or rather discussing ideas pertaining to Buddhism. We're trying to understand what Buddhism is all about. Now, it is well known that Lord Buddha, after his enlightenment at Buddha Gaya, thought that what he has realized in his enlightenment is difficult to understand, and he wondered whether he'd preach or keep silent. Then he saw that there was a lotus pond nearby, and he found some lotuses in full bloom on top of the water. So he thought that those are like people who'd understand him and he found some lotus buds under the water. And he thought that they are like people who do not understand him. So he thought that he'd preach for those who'd understand him. I may say that in ancient India, Buddhists are the people, we are the people who are like the lotus ponds on top of the water, who understood Lord Buddha. And the Hindus are like the lotus buds under the water, who did not and still do not understand Lord Buddha. I do think that India would have been a much better country today if all Indians had followed Lord Buddha. Instead, many Hindus opposed Lord Buddha's teachings and Buddhism and wrote volumes opposing Buddhism and India is paying the price for the folly of these Hindus today. And Buddhism is the third largest religion in the world in terms of area after Christianity and Islam. According to Lord Buddha, samsara is characterized by impermanence. In fact, the exact statement of Lord Buddha is, all that is conditioned, that is samsara, the opposite of nirvana, is impermanent. So I do believe that this COVID-19 pandemic will pass away. It has to be tackled with a lot of wisdom, and in that tone of hope, because Lord Buddha never talked about dukkha alone. He also talked about dukkha nirodha. In fact, as His Holiness the Dalai Lama has said, if suffering was all that was there to life, there would have been no need for Lord Buddha to preach the Four Noble Truths. So the first noble truth is the truth of suffering, which we can never immune ourselves against. Just like this COVID-19 pandemic, which has arisen for the first time in our lives. But the third noble truth is dukkha nirodha, that is the cessation of suffering. And the fourth noble truth is the marga, magga in Pali, the path, which is the Noble Eightfold Path, of which right view is a first member of the Noble Eightfold Path. So the Noble Eightfold Path starts with right view. And I mentioned about rampant bribery in India among government servants. Well, another member of the Noble Eightfold Path is right livelihood. Most emphatically, taking bribes is not indulging in right livelihood. Narendra Modi does not understand this. That's a pity. So these are some of the points which I have mentioned in this sermon of mine. And with that, I'd like to conclude with a quotation from our holy text, the Buddhist holy text, that is that all that is arise, subject to arising is subject to ceasing. And so this COVID pandemic has arisen and it will also cease. So Lord Buddha bless all of you, and I'll be back with a new sermon on another day and at another time.